Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Behind every locked door is a story waiting to be uncovered. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Robert Tellis, his trial continues on. By the time you're watching this or listening to this, we may already have a verdict as the prosecution rested a few days ago, and I honestly don't know how much defense is going to have on this case. A very interesting man, once the Clark County public administrator, now on trial for the murder of former investigative journalist Jeff Gurman in Las Vegas. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. This is an interesting guy. I don't know what to make of him because he's just off. I mean, I know there's like, there's more technicalities to this. I know we can't diagnose someone like this from afar. But one of the things that has been standing out to me in this trial has been his reactions, especially to footage that we're seeing and evidence that we're seeing of him, in the blaze orange jumpsuit with the giant hat walking into Jeff Gurman's yard. Of course, they're saying it's not him, but it's him. And other pieces that are clearly things that he would know about, the evidence in his garage, a lot of very over-the-top, like, expressions, things that one would emote if they didn't know what was going on around them or if they don't know how to emote correctly. It's been very, very bizarre. I want to get your take on this and what that's a sign of, because this is clearly someone, if he's guilty, which I think it's pretty easy to say he is, why would one be acting this way?
You know, it makes me think of the first thing I came up with in reading about his case was, you know, his arrogance and his narcissism, which looks pretty apparent. But the thing that goes along with narcissism sometimes is this term we call the histrionic personality. Mm-hmm. And that's a person, a lot of those folks do go into Hollywood because they're really into big emotional demonstrations. And it's as if they're always on stage and putting on what they think is going to be an appearance that convinces other people, or they think it's appropriate to the situation, but usually it's off-putting to others who observe it. It seems strange. And that's what this makes me think of.
Let's talk more about histrionic personality. And that is a disorder, correct?
Yes, it is a disorder.
Now, we talk about narcissism all the time. We talk about borderline quite often. Give me more of a rundown. Give the audience more of an explanation of what that is and you know, kind of what some of the traits are and why it's different than the other ones that we see so frequently.
Yeah, histrionic, you know, we think of the term hysterical is where they get the term. Mm-hmm. And so it's someone who just overdoes emotions, and they tend to be shallow emotions. So it's not even what they necessarily really believe or feel, but they're putting it on. They're very attention seeking, often very vain. They tend to be people that get cosmetic surgery a lot. And so we do associate it with Hollywood. A lot of people in Hollywood have this kind of histrionic mm-hmm. personality type. They're not necessarily cold, unempathic people. In fact, they have the ability at times to be warm, but you find this histrionic personality disorder in cluster B. And that's the cluster that we associate so often with criminality. And that's where you have the narcissistic personality disorder. So it's very common to find somebody who's narcissistic, who does have the criminal negative aspects of narcissism. They're self-aggrandizing. They want attention. They can be very arrogant and very cruel. And so you can get a person who's a combination of histrionic traits along with narcissistic traits. And that's an ugly combination.
Is it more common to have overlapping traits than it is to be like, okay, you're all this or you're all that?
It really is, which is why my preferred term for folks, and so often they're the folks that you and I are talking about because they've gotten in legal trouble or they've mm-hmm. done something horrible, they're overlapping. And so my preferred term is cluster B, because mm-hmm. you almost never find someone that is just a pure narcissist, although occasionally I can think of a few.
Sure.
But usually they've got some psychopathic traits mixed in, which mm-hmm. is from antisocial personality disorder. Or more often in women, you see the histrionic traits mixed with psychopathic or borderline or other kinds of things. But you do see it in men too. And that's what this makes me think of.
How does something like this develop in an individual?
Boy, we would love to know that. You know, I'm always going to fall back on genetics and environment. And, yeah. and very often you'll find a histrionic grandparent or somebody in the lineage. There's not ever just one gene identified. It's more like a cluster of genes that impact the personality development. But we think also with this one in particular, that when people are little kids, the attention seeking works for them. And so it may be that when they do the big dramatic reactions, they're either getting their way or they're getting laughs, you know, when they're doing it for comedic purposes, or they're doing a lot of big dramatic crying or tantruming, and it gets them the result that they're wanting when they're growing up.
I've heard the term before. I've known people who have had that diagnosis indirectly. I've had some friends who've had parents that have been diagnosed with that or other loved ones. And it's always been kind of one of the more elusive ones to me, because it seems, is it harder to diagnose? Because, I mean, it seems to have a lot of like bits and pieces of all different things in the cluster B, more so than just like one. If we were to look at this outside of a crime setting and we're trying to figure out, okay, who might have this? What are some of the traits of it in normal life outside of Robert Tellis? And obviously, we don't know that's his diagnosis. We're just kind of speculating here. But in like a regular life setting, if it's your spouse, male or female, I know it does tend to be more female. Like, what are some of the things that people would see on a normal basis, not necessarily in a blow-up phase, but just in a normal life?
Yeah, I think it's probably harder to diagnose. Well, number one, it's not as common as some of the other ones. I think there's a lot more people with borderline personality than there are with histrionic. But when you see it, I actually can only think of one person that I know socially that has it. And she's I don't think she's watching me now, but someone that I grew up with. And her reactions were just always loud and big and dramatic. And she liked to go around singing opera songs as a teenager and just always calling attention to herself. Now, sometimes people that take this and go into acting, they're reinforced for it. And so I think you do see it more in the Hollywood community. These people tend to be more into their appearance. They'll get a lot of cosmetic surgery, dress in really dramatic ways. And so probably when we're watching the Oscars and we're going, oh, look at what that woman's wearing or whatever, you're seeing some of that histrionic stuff in action. It's pretty much anything for attention. And they're not necessarily bad people or cold or uncaring people. They may be very normal in every other part of their life, except for this attention seeking all the time and these overly dramatic emotional reactions.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.